So Daria's story is essentially how she struggles with having been married, a very young girl, against her wishes, but very much in line with her family desire for her economic future. She's married off at a very young age, a young Roma boy, and then how she makes a family with him and tries to raise her children with better opportunities than she had. And then when she comes up against some obstacles, she takes a really bold step in trying to protect her daughter from encountering the same fate that she did. I won't tell you the whole story, but just to say that it touches upon the themes that are very common in the community, which are education and the lack of it, access to education, school completion, early school leaving, which are really big problems among Roma girls. It also touches upon issues of employment and discrimination. And most important, it looks at child marriage.
And let's talk about one of those issues, discrimination. And the cartoon actually opens up with Daria and her young son getting on the bus. To me, they don't look different from anybody else on the bus. Maybe you can tell people like what's going on.
Right. In that particular picture, Daria is entering the bus with her one of her children. And whether she hears it or not, we don't know, but we hear a couple of people talking to each other and saying, "Oh, look, there's another Roma." And this, I think, is a sort of signal of the kind of distrust that the non-Roma population generally feels about Roma, who are stigmatized as people who live on the margins, who don't have jobs, who tend to steal, or who are on welfare, or are not very integrated into society. So you see in the first set of frames in the comic, which is largely non-verbal, how uncomfortable she is, and the woman next to her very pointedly removes her handbag out of reach, almost to say, "Oh, I better protect my handbag now that I have a Roma woman sitting next to me." So I thought that was really telling and very effectively done, without too many words, just to say the sort of daily silent types of stigmatization that the Roma undergo every day.
Why did the UN Development Program launch this comic?
We decided to look at this form of advocacy on gender-based discrimination in the Roma community because it is a very old and persistent problem. Generally, women being discriminated in any marginalized communities is not news, so to speak. But we decided not to just write another report or do another sort of advocacy, a workshop or something on this issue, but we decided to really tell the story with pictures and to really tell the story of the larger community by depicting the story of one woman. Because this is so much more illustrative, and it also really stays in the minds of the reader that they can visualize what one particular family and what one woman has gone through in her life and what she's doing to overcome the odds. So we decided to do it working with this company that produces these kinds of graphic novels, and also with an artist who has a Roma background, so that we sort of give some authenticity to the story as well.
Bharati, thank you very much. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about Daria or the many other Darias in your region or about the work that you're doing there?
I would love to hear from listeners what they think about the story, and I would love the story to be repeated in many forms that take on a life of its own, because the story of Daria is a very touching and a very compelling one, but sadly it's not a unique one because we have so many women all over the world in different societies and different situations who face the same kind of challenges. So the extent to which we can put a lens to their stories and struggles and also show how they actually overcome their problems would be a really great service that we can do to them.